Thank you. So what I thought I'd do is just spend a couple of minutes talking about how I experienced the research process for this film and some of the sort of more particular characteristics that a Mike Leigh film has. And then I'll talk about why I think it's important that we should remember Peterloo 200 years later in terms of its political and legal resonances. So Mike Leigh's filmmaking works, as I found out, through an iterative process which involves a lot of research. And the actors are all tasked with researching their own parts. So I got involved, I was invited by the lead historical researcher, Jackie Riding, to inform the actors who were playing the magistrates, the justices of the peace, about how they were to research their own parts using original documents. So we ran a couple of workshops where we took the actors to the National Archives at Kew, where the Home Office papers are held, and the individual actors looked at the original correspondence which the magistrates sent to the Home Office in between 1812 and 1819. And so they received a great insight into the characters that they were going to play. The script is written on set, not quite improvised, but each character develops the script in collaboration with Mike Leigh in terms of what they want to use from the archives. And then it's semi-improvised on set, so there is a script writer writing down what the actors say at the start of the takes. So this makes the process a bit different from a traditional film where this everything is scripted in advance. So the actors do have a lot of say in what they choose to pick from the archives in terms of their characters. So I found that a very interesting process. It was teaching actors how to do historical research using original documents, you know, and seeing my characters come to life. And one of the lead characters among the magistrates, Ralph Fletcher, I wrote my Master of Studies dissertations on him back in, you know, years and years ago, just down the road, don't go to the Bodden and read my dissertation, it's terrible, but to see that character come to life in these actors' own research is quite a revealing process and actually very fulfilling. And I spent a day on set watching the battle scene, if you like, being played out, and Mike Leigh is very meticulous for detail and for recreating things. There is artistic license in the film. I don't agree with some of the interpretations. I won't go into them here, but you can email me if you want some detail on which things are a bit wrong about the film, but it is meant to be holistic. The other feature of a Mike Leigh film is that no one character takes precedence over another. He has this idea of democracy within the characters, so we don't have necessarily lead characters that take you through the whole film. They're meant to have equal weighting, so just bear that in mind when you're introduced to all these different characters in the film. So why is Peterloo important to us today? I've spent most of this year taking part in commemorative events for the 200th anniversary. The main ones occurred obviously in Manchester, which is where Peterloo happened, on the weekend of the 16th of August. And there's been various conferences, symposia and other events to think about what does it mean, why should we care about something that happened 200 years ago. So I've just got a few sort of points where I think that it really does resonate with the contemporary political situation, contemporary ideas about law as well. Firstly, the characters that you'll be seeing are talking a lot about representation and the Constitution. What does it mean to have representation in Parliament? Who has power in Parliament? What is the balance of power between the monarch, Parliament and people? Those were key questions that they were discussing at the time and what they were fighting for. I needn't explain why that is relevant today, really. They are discussing questions because of the fact that we don't have a written constitution, but they had just come into contact with nations that were developing their own constitutions. So the American Revolution was still very much fresh in the memories of people, and even more immediately, the French Revolution provides the context. So state-making, democracy as a new idea, and a feared idea. So the majority of local elites and national elites and governments opposed the idea of democracy in 1819. So why do we move from that stage where ordinary people are thinking actually democracy is a good thing to actually quite a long thought out process in which democracy is now accepted as a good thing, or it maybe is or isn't? And that leads to another point, which is the idea of what is the role of the people in this, and what is populism? So maybe one of the questions that you want to think about, it's not an academic exercise, but one of the main characters is Henry Hunt, Henry Orator Hunt, who is the gentleman leader who is addressing the crowds. Is he a populist? What are the role for these sorts of leaders addressing the crowd? How can they mediate between Parliament and people? Law and order is the other main theme in this film. Again, there's big debates this week about who has the power to prohibit demonstrations. Are the Met Police entitled to ban all demonstrations of Extinction Rebellion across London or not? Where can you have demonstrations? This is a crucial period in development of legislation about public order and demonstrations. We've had a series of meeting legislation from the 1790s onwards banning seditious meetings, as they're called at the time. That legislation has run out by 1819, so the only legislation that the magistrates have got recourse to is the Riot Act, which you'll see as a kind of crucial instrument in what is going on in Peterloo. So who has the right to suppress public meetings is another crucial issue. And the latest research is debating about what is the role of the Home Office in relation to local government in 1819. So Lord Sidmouth, who you'll see is the Home Secretary, issues a statement to the local magistrates saying they are right to suppress local meetings, these big popular meetings, by the law or by the sword. You can do it by the law or by the sword. So that's the choice they make. So that is essentially the context for Peterloo and why I think it matters. It's about representation. It's about power. It's about this issue of the fact that Britain's constitutional system doesn't have a constitution. That has benefits and disadvantages, and what is the role of the powers of law and order in dealing with mass demonstrations.